7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Brand new day. What the hell's going on? Pachanko. Oh. All right. Here we go. Oh. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe. And since we've got some decent weather again today, you know I'm outdoors. You know I'm outdoors, and you know where I am. I'm down at the creek. Even though I kind of wanted to go somewhere else, but we'll save that for this week. And I thought about just staying in my backyard. Alright, I see golfers on the golf course, including children. That's good. That means people are losing golf balls. I hope they lost a lot of golf balls yesterday afternoon, because that's what we're coming down here for. It's the big golf ball check. As I make my way down the treacherous slope. Now, there was one thing. I'm glad I remembered this, because I wanted to tell you guys this, because this is kind of funny. Alright, I'm down. Let's get over to the creek. See if we can find any golf bars. I said we could have stayed in my backyard, right? Well, we could have. I found something yesterday. I found something hilarious. Maybe it's not hilarious. Maybe it's just my imagination. But there's a lot of leaves on the ground. There's a lot of leaves in the creek. The wind is blowing. I just got hit in the face with a leaf. The leaves are falling. It might be difficult to find golf balls, but we're going down into the creek anyway. Just to get close. While I tell you the funny thing that happened. Okay, so yesterday, I was watering my lawn. Or at least I thought, oh, I think I'll water my lawn. Was this before or after? This must have been before I started watering my lawn. Oh, here we go. Here's something good. What do we got? What do we got? Wow, never even seen one of these before. Is it orange or red? It's orange. It's a combination of orange and red golf ball. It's not a Callaway or a Srixon or a Wilson. It's an Eagle Ace. Never heard of it. Going directly into the golf ball pocket. There are white golf balls laying around. Okay, so anyway, it's time to water my lawn. So I go in the backyard to hook the hose up and set the sprinkler out, right? And, you know, I've unhooked the hose because it's been cold. You know, they're afraid it's going to freeze and blah, blah, blah. So I had to hook the hose back up. And as I bend down to pick up the end of the hose off of the ground, I noticed something quite interesting. And that quite interesting thing is that the little piece of, not fence, the piece of wire, the piece of hardware cloth, you know, the metal mesh that I have around my deck to keep the animals from getting underneath, one of those little pieces of mesh is pulled off. It's not right the way it's away from the little rock wall again. And that's when I noticed tufts of fur on the sort of sharp edges of of the wire. You know, there's the little pokey out bits, right? Well, those pokey out bits just have absolute tons of this gray short fur. This very fine gray short fur. Yeah, so I'm climbing back up on the bank. It's very obvious that my little possum friend has been climbing up the little rock wall there to get underneath my deck. Yeah, and I know it's my little possum buddy because one, hey, what's going on up here? I know it's my little possum buddy because there's not a room, there's no room for any bigger animal. And a bigger animal can't get through there. I mean, this guy just has to squeeze by and he leaves half his fur on the damn thing. Okay. There's nothing happening up here. I'm turning around, I'm going downstream. And also I know it's my little possum buddy because the fur isn't very long. The fur is rather short. Yeah. So that little possum dude, he has tried to get under my deck. I've been trying to keep animals out from under my deck. But, I don't know, somehow he got in there. Oh, and I've also been thinking, that might be the cause of the sounds that I've been hearing. I'm not sure. I gotta test this out somehow. But, oh, when was it? It's been a while. It's been a few days. A few days ago, I started noticing this sound. Sort of this clunk, 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 clunk. Sound that would start up every once in a while and then stop. And at first I thought it was like water knock in like one of my water pipes, because that's what it sounded like. It sounded like, you know, that kind of that pipe slam, thunk 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 thunk, right? All right, hold on a second. I gotta do my controlled slip and fall down into the creek here. Okay, we're good. Yeah, so I heard this sound for the first time a few days ago, and it was bothering me enough that I said, what the hell is that? And I was running around in the house trying to figure out what it was, if there was any water faucets on, why is this sound happening? And then I thought, no, maybe it's the wind. And it's blowing something up against the house because it's been windy for a couple of days. And am I hearing something? Am I hearing like a mulberry tree being blown up against my drain pipes for the roof? Dung, dung, dung. Okay, it's that sound, right? But now I'm beginning to wonder, maybe it's just been that dude trying to pull, you know, the wire cloth, the hardware cloth, the wire mesh away from the wall, and it was hitting the, it was going dunk, dunk, dunk up against the deck. I don't know. So now I gotta listen for that sound again. And then when I hear it go running outside, hey, is our little dude messing with the... Oh, there's a squirrel I just spooked and he's made me startle. Hi, squirrely. So, yeah, I've had this mysterious sound. And I've had a possum on my back deck. I love possums. They're so cute. And they're so funny. Okay, I'm working my way down to the next golf ball zone. Hope we can find something good. Oh, I got two emails today. Both pertaining to the same thing, but from different people. Oh, and remembered I got stuff I gotta do. So I got an email from Lad saying, "What time are you playing on November 1st? And I just had to send him an email. "Well, I think the show starts at 8. But I'm told I'm playing from 8:30 until 9. And then I got an email from Center. And Center said, "Oh, be sure to include me in any conversations you have via email with Alex regarding the November 1st show." And I said, "Okay." And I remembered, oh yeah, I was going to email Alex. I still haven't done that yet. But it's not as important as it once was. And so I was thinking I might not actually even do it. But then they... Yeah, so when I get home, the first thing I have to do is find Alex's address. Because Center sent it to me in an email. I think I saved the email. I'm pretty sure. yeah, so now I gotta email some people. I was originally gonna ask Alex what he was gonna do. Do I see a green golf ball down there? I think I do, but I think it's dirty and gunk. Have we found this before? Have we found this green golf ball before? And I said, "Oh, I'm just going to leave it behind because it's all crappy." Let's go down here and find out. Wow, I think it's been buried for a while and somebody dug it up because it's right here by a fresh dig. It's covered in dirt. The entire thing is covered in dirt, which means it's been underground. It's a Srixon number 3. It looks like it's in good shape, just dirty. Well, it's a green, so we gotta grab it. Okay, so we have the long-lost buried Srixon. Woo, found it. Oh, no. Yeah, the one that we decided to leave behind is this one up here. Yeah, it's all coming back to me now. It's all coming back to me. So yeah, I was going to email Alex just to ask him what he was going to do. Center told me what he was going to do, and he wasn't going to do much. It sounded like he was going to phone it in. So I started thinking, yeah, I'll phone it in too. And I know what I'm going to do. Well, sort of. I started thinking about what I wanted to do. And then I started looking into what it would take to actually do it. And I thought, okay, yeah, doable, doable, doable. And that's about 16 and a half minutes. Maybe a little bit less. 16 and a half minutes. So I need another 13 and a half minutes of show. No problem. No problem at all. But I do got to start putting this together. And last night, I thought, yeah, we gotta start working on this. We gotta unpatch the synth so we can start getting ready for the show. And blah, blah, blah. But did I do anything last night? No. I was feeling particularly lazy last night. I don't know why. I was just hanging out. I was just hanging out, drinking tea, and having fun. Alright, we're down into the next and last golf ball zone. Let's get up here to the culvert, see if we can find anything. find something good. Find something exotic. Although the one golf ball that we have found is kind of strange. I'll admit, it's the first one I've ever found. All right, what do we got down here? What do we got? Oh boy. Yeah, so we got... There was something else I was going to say about the show coming up. Ooh, I'm in the sun now. I don't like it. It's too hot. Yeah. It's a little warm today. Any golf balls down here? Okay, show me all the lost golf balls. Well, there's a white one that wasn't there yesterday. It's getting kind of warm. Oh, there was one other thing I was going to tell you, but now I can't remember what it was. Well, my brain is disjointed today. Oh, what's that? Is that a leaf or is that a green ball? Yellow ball? What is that down there? I don't see it. Where did it go? Probably was nothing. Okay. Well, at least we got one sort of strange ball. Is it a red? Is it an orange? Nobody knows. Okay, let's slap it up. I better start heading back. Do I want to go overland or do I want to stay down here? I kind of want to stay down here. It's nice and cool down here. And it's shady. Wow. There was something else I was going to bring up, but... Oh, now I don't remember what it was I was just talking about. Gotta get my show together. No problem. I might use one thing, but I'm also thinking... Anyway. I've got one other thing that's 5 minutes long. So if I decide to use that, we're up to 21 and a half minutes. No problem. If I don't use that, but I use parts of it, it won't add any time because that'll be running concurrently with some other bleepity bloops. Nah. Day of the Dead. Okay, we'll get back down into the creek here. Ugh. Yeah, I'm getting strangely warm. It's time to get out of here. But I'm just taking it easy. Because I forgot what I was gonna say. Always great. Alright, we're back up on the island here. Gonna have to hop over some trees. And that's fine. Skadooch, skadooch, skadoo. Ooh, okay, I'm over the tree. No problem. Ugh. Getting hot. Do not like. How did it get so warm? Oh yeah, the sun. Do not like. I do not like it so much that I want to run. I want to run to get out of here. But if I run, I'll just get hotter. And that's not good. Oh. So what else was I going to do? What else was I going to tell you? Well, I guess that's about it. A 20-minute episode. Couldn't even think of anything to say. There was some other stuff I was going to tell you. Oh. All right, let's, it's time to get back down into the creek here. And this is the transition that I don't like, because this is the one that takes a lot of effort. Ooh, takes a lot of exertion. Do not exert. Yep, I ran out of crap to talk about.
Preparation. You will need a conker, a screwdriver, and a shoelace. You're going to want to take your screwdriver and pierce a hole through the center of your conker. It can be a little tricky, as the conker can be kind of tough, but just keep going and you will get through it. And please be careful not to slice through your hand. That might hurt a bit. Once you've done that, you want to take your shoelace and thread it through your conker. You can use a screwdriver to help if you need to. Then you want to pull it through and tie a knot in the end. Secure it in place and you're ready to go. How to play. Make sure you're outside, as the aim of this game is to destroy your opponent's conker, and that can get kind of messy. Decide who goes first with rock, paper, scissors, and that person will be the striker first. The striker gets to hit the conker until they miss, and then it's the other person's turn. If the strings tangle, the person to shout snags first gets another go. And if your opponent's conker drops on the ground, you can shout stamps and smash it to smithereens. And of course, as with all games, you can cheat. This involves hardening the conker. You can do that by soaking your conker in vinegar, painting it with a coat of clear nail varnish, or baking it in the oven. You can also have it pass through the digestive system of a pig, but don't try this at home. Now you're ready to fight.
Let's do this thing!
Doesn't
like you. You know, my aim of this game is to get one. It's gonna take a while. I'm telling you, I will hit you once. Please! I got one. You got it! Yay! Yay! Ah. Oh, man, it's so good. I just hit myself. No wonder this game is bad.
Maybe like
it's
the whole
got bigger and then it just slid out.
You win.
Woo!
Well, I can tell you, if you really want to know. That's something I've noticed. Are there no drill bits in all of England? Are there no drill bits on the entirety of the island of Great Britain? I don't understand this, because every single instructional video or web page or anything I've ever found, printed in books about preparing conkers for battle, mentions a screwdriver. Use a screwdriver to poke a hole. No. There's your problem right there. When you're using an instrument like a screwdriver to just poke a hole through the conker, it's not going to poke cleanly. It's going to create cracks. You're not making a clean hole. You're creating stress by pushing things aside. You're going to crack the conker. You're going to pre-crack it so that when you go to hit something, yours breaks instead of the other person's. Yeah, not good. One of the secrets, one of the one true strategic secrets of playing conkers is to use a damn drill. And if you don't have a drill, then go out and spend a dollar or a pound or a sickle or whatever your Doctor Who money is over there and buy a damn drill bit. I know they have drill bits in England. They have to have them. You got to have them there. How else are you making holes in things? How are you going to bolt those two things together if you're not drilling a hole? Pretty sure they have drill. Okay. There's somebody listening to this show who lives somewhere in England or in Great Britain in general. Scotland? I'm looking at you, Stug. Aren't there any damn drill bits in England? There's gotta be. Why have I been so fascinated with conkers lately? I don't know. I just want to play conkers. I just want to go to England and play conkers. Maybe I can do that when I'm on tour. Because that was the other thing I finally remembered, what it was I was going to tell you. Well, last night I was thinking about this again. I think I touched on this briefly yesterday. And it was sort of a joke. But last night I started thinking about this. I was like, you know, I could really pull this off. And what am I talking about? Going on tour. Do I need to put my synthesizer in the back of my car and start touring around the nation? Well, I don't know about the nation, but in my region, I've made so many contacts and found so many other places in nearby states who are doing this art business that, you know, I'm vaguely involved in. It ain't vague. I'm involved in this whether or not I like it or not. Here's my kitty. Hello, kitty. So I've already got contacts in Kansas City and Des Moines and Duluth, and there was one or two other places. Was it Quad Cities? I don't know. Maybe I need to go on tour. You know, the three state, not including Nebraska tour. I can go down to Missouri, come back up through Iowa, hit Des Moines, maybe Iowa City, you know, all the college towns, and then drive up to Duluth. I could have a one-week Midwest regional art tour, and I'll tell you all about it later on another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My cat's sitting here, and she says, this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
Meow.
The end of the line, yes.
And that pouring water sound means that I now have to get up and pour some water for my cat, because we got a thirsty kitty. Oh, it's such a thirsty Mazungans. I want food.